خلاص
your permission. This week's parasha, parashat bo. So it says that Moshe came to Paro and told him, grasshoppers are coming. And the Torah tells us the slaves of Paro told him, until when you'll be so stubborn, don't you see Egypt is being destroyed? So it tells us, Paro called Moshe and said, okay, so you want to leave? You want to go? I heard you want to go. You told me you want to go. You want to go to the desert to sacrifice over there. Who is going? Moshe said, everybody's going. The young ones, the old ones, the boys, the girls, sons and daughters. We take all our sheep, our cattle. So Paul tells him, listen, I don't think so. That doesn't sound right if everybody wants to live. You, the man, you want to worship Hashem, you want to sacrifice. I do believe you. Live over here in Egypt. Your children and your cattle. So Moshe said, no, not only are we going to take them, you will give us as well sheep and cattle to sacrifice to Hashem. So Pharaoh said, no, and Moshe left. So the question is, Hashem really told Moshe that 2 weeks ago in Parashat Shemot, to go tell Paro, we should leave the country and we're going to the desert to sacrifice. For 3 days, Moshe went and told Paro this. So Hashem is not afraid of Paro. Moshe should have come to Paro and said, this, I'm leaving. If Abraham Lincoln was able to do it, Moshe can do it as well. Time of slavery is over. Should not have been started. But then you don't have to hide. Why do you tell him that? And then what's going to happen? He's going to chase after you, like he did, and he's going to do soon. Hashem told Moshe, don't tell him you're leaving. Tell him you're going to sacrifice. What do you have to say? Tell him the truth. It's over. Then the power has this dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu, who is going. So power just doesn't believe in it, and he's right, he doesn't believe in it. If you say you want to sacrifice, only the men should go. Why are you taking all the small children? And also, why does Moshe have to tell him, not only we living, you as well, you'll give us as well your sheep and your cattle? Why have to tell him that? Why should he? And who needs it? And why are you telling him that? So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Choshech, darkness. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know on midnight. L'chatzot ha'layla. On midnight I'm coming to Egypt and I'm going to kill the firstborn. So why the firstborn? So the Gemara says, since Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashat Shemot, Bnei Bechori Yisrael, Hashem told Moshe, go tell Paro, we have the firstborn. And if you're not going to let my firstborn to come out, then I'm going to kill your firstborn. This has nothing to do with firstborn. Hashem could just have said, we are the children of Hashem. It doesn't matter, children, we're not even children. Hashem would have said, well, listen, release, I'm Israel. If you don't release, I kill. Would I kill? To see who's going to kill. It doesn't matter who's going to be killed. Something to do with firstborn. Hashem emphasized to Moshe and told him, go tell Paro this, Bnei Bechori Yisrael, you my oldest one, and you my child. If you don't release my firstborn, I'm going to kill your firstborn. And it's Makat Bechorot. That really was the thing that made Paro release us. It's Makat Bechorot. Hashem could have done it in different ways also. Hashem doesn't need advice from people what to do. But Hashem chose such a thing that Paro would release us. It's called Makat Bechorot. Because so-called the subject is called the firstborn. So Hashem could have made like a plague, was devil, that all the animals died. Hashem himself told Moshe, go tell Paro, listen, you could have died also, because that sickness can pass to people as well. So if Hashem wants to kill somebody, or Hashem wants to make a tragedy in Egypt, Hashem doesn't have to say, just the firstborn. No. But Hashem said, you know, every house, 5 people will die. It doesn't matter who. But Hashem emphasized, Makat Bechorot. You should know, the first night of Pesach, this is when, on midnight, was Makat Bechorot. This is the night that was designated from creation already to be released from exile. As well, the Gemara says, this is the night that people should hope. If we say most probably for Mashiach to arrive that night. And the Pesach is not just the Yotzeit of it, he came out of Egypt. This is one of the nights Hashem chose us and told Moshe Rabbeinu, that night I'm going to go and I'm going to kill the firstborn. This is the night I'm going to eventually bring the Mashiach. So what is the significance of that night? What's so great about it? Hashem decided to kill the firstborn. And here comes Hashem and gives the instructions. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, so now it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, go to Am Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan to go and get a sheep or a goat and tie it to the bed. And on the 14th day of Nisan to go and slaughter it. Go slaughter it and go take the blood and put it in like a little bowl. And from that blood you go and you smear it on the posts. Excuse me, of the door. And then you close the door. You can't come outside. You have to be inside and see the blood. And on midnight, I'm going to pass by. And I'm going to see the blood. So Gemara says, the blood is from inside. He says, of course, Hashem can see what's going on from inside, from outside. Hashem did not tell us to put the blood outside. Hashem told us to put the blood inside. And then Hashem told us, you can't go outside until the morning. And then Hashem said, I will see the blood, I'll skip you over, and then you'll be alive. And if Chas V'Shalom, somebody's going to come outside, you're going to die. Or if you don't have the blood on the post, also going to die. Have to see the blood. So the first question is, why have to put it on the post? Why have to put it on the post? The second question is, it's enough. My name is Goldstein. Hashem sees who lives inside. The guy's Jewish. Oh, Hashem, he has a kippah. He has a, I don't know if he has a tzitzit. But, you know, he behaves like a Jew. So, what's the purpose of the blood? Hashem wants me to slaughter or slaughter. I did. You must put the blood on the post. Why have to put the blood on the post? What's the purpose of it? And Hashem said from the inside. Hashem wants to see it. I'll put the blood from the outside. No. Hashem wants you to put from inside. He's going to see it from the inside. Hashem wants to see it. I put it outside for him. No. Hashem wants you to put inside. And Hashem will see the inside. What does it mean exactly? And that really, the Gemara says, the way it says in the Torah, that on midnight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived at midnight, and he killed the firstborn, and that power came outside and screamed and said, out of Egypt, went out of Egypt. This was the first day of Pesach. And we left. Next is Parshas B'Shalach. We arrive at Yam Suf. At Yam Suf, the Gemara says, Am Yisrael were able to see angel from Shemayim coming, diving towards them to kill them. Yisrael no seh achareim. Am Yisrael starts to scream. It says in the text, in the Torah. Some part said, let's go back to Egypt. We see that Egyptians are behind us. That means that redemption, that Vayi B'Shalach Paro et Ha'amo, which ends, the parasha ends, it says, really, it's no redemption. The whole thing is a joke. It's a celebration of Pesach is for nothing. The whole ship was for nothing. What good is, you leave Egypt, and then you get stuck in front of Yam Suf, and the Egyptians are behind you. Power and millions of soldiers, they say, are behind us to catch us. So there's no celebration. Why you celebrate Pesach? Because you came out of Egypt? So? Like somebody running out of a jail, I said, okay, make a jubilee holiday. And then 7 days later, they're being caught by the police. So, then he's going to, so what, then what? Leaving Egypt was nothing. The main thing is Hashem split Yam Suf, and then Hashem drowned all the Egyptians. Okay, I understand. So this is, but leaving Egypt didn't help us. The question is, did Hashem have this in mind? Chanochem said, yeah, Hashem wanted to drown all the Egyptians. They should run in the water. E facciamo un studio del cuore Titanic. Hashem is a tsunami. Hashem doesn't need advice from people what to do. When Hashem wants to kill the Egyptians and to want them into the water for a reason, the Gemara said, okay, so, let it go swimming one day and all will die. Hashem doesn't do it that way, that we should run and we should get stuck. I thought we did the Korban Pesach, we sacrificed everything. So I thought we're free. No, we're not free. There's nothing. In Tfilah, we say in Arvit, I said, Chirut Olam means a free forever. Not free forever, it's not true. Not free forever. Free forever means after the Egyptian died and he crossed Yamsuk. Maybe. But not before. Nevertheless, if Chag HaPesach, it's called Chag HaChirut. Zman Chirutenu. We say in Tfilah, in the Kiddush, Zman Chirutenu, a time of redemption. And redemption, well, because he left Egypt means nothing. By the way, the Gemara says, 30 years before we left, 200,000 people were able to leave Egypt. From Yosef's grandchildren, Bnei Ephraim, was a guy, his name was Mr. Gaon, was a genius guy, and he was able to trick the Egyptians, and in one day, 200,000 people left Egypt. They were able to leave, and they came to Gaza, in Ashkelon, and Yimach Shemam, the Palestinians waited for them over there and they killed them. But see, they were able to escape Egypt 30 years before. So you know, the Chaim say where they left before the time of essence, it's not time yet, but still they were able to leave and run away. So what does it mean exactly? So how come they were killed? What happened? Just because they left before the time should be killed? Why should be killed? Why? Chachamim tell us the following. On creation from the world before, there are five forces that came to this world. Bad energy. It's called Mansapach. This one in the Hebrew letter, the five letters are being written and used different at the end of the world. This is Chaf Safit. This is Mem Safit, Nun Safit, Pei Safit, Tzadi Safit. It's a secret, you need wide those. But that's what the Hebrew letter, the Hebrew letters has 27 letters, 22 alphabet, and 5 are being used at the end of the world. So what is the significance of those? Let's call 5 bad forces. This is like bad angels. And one is called Chaf Safit, one is called Mem Safit, one is Nun Safit, one is Pei Safit, one is Tzad Safit. And it says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu fixed Chaf Safit. It says Lech Lecha, the last letter of the word Lech. It's Chaf Safit. They'll tell you, Avraham Avinu, with his behavior, with his kindness, Achmasat Orchim, and lecturing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was able, so-called, to control one of them. Yitzchak Avinu was able to control Mem Safit. It says, "Can sometimes imenu meod, sometimes imenu meod." The king of Gerar, Avimelech, came to Yitzchak and begged him not to hate him and not to fight with him. He says, "They recognize Yitzchak is a very holy man." So he tells him, "At sometime you are much stronger mimenu from us." The word mimenu has two mems. The Gemara says Yitzchak fixed another entity. It's called Mem Safit. Come the Gemara and says, Yaakov Avinu, fix the letter Nun. Sheneemar, it says, Yaakov left Laban's house, and the angels told him that Esav is coming with 400 men. Yaakov prayed to Hashem. Yaakov prayed to Hashem and says, Hatzilenina, please save me, or save me now, from Miyad Achim Miyad Esav. So the word Hatzileni has one Nun, the word now has one Nun, Says the Gemara that Yaakov was able to control the third bad force by saying those two words, Hatzilenina. What does it mean exactly? Because he prayed to Hashem. So Gemara tells us, when Yaakov said like this, Hatzilenina, he just did not pray to Hashem, save me. You know if Hashem will save you. If you need a good excuse when you pray to Hashem to get something, Hashem should listen. Because the difficulties that people have is because the Gemara says that there is no such thing that somebody suffers unless he did something. It means somebody suffers, something is hard for you, you did something wrong. If not this life, in the life before, probably in this life. So what's going to happen if you're going to pray? What's going to happen? I say somebody got a ticket. He has to pay the ticket from the police. And he prayed to Hashem. Hashem, listen, you got the ticket because you did something wrong. So what are you praying to Hashem now? It's not going to help. It's not going to help, different. That thing, the difficult thing that you have, says the Gemara, is because you did something wrong. Tefillah cannot help you. Says, how come we do pray to Hashem? How come we still down to Hashem? What's behind it? We learn it from Yaakov, they say. The Gemara says, when Yaakov said, Hatzileni na, so the sentence reads like this. Yaakov said, Hashem, save me, miyad achim miyad Esav, from my brother Esav. Ki arei anochi oto, I'm afraid of him. Pen yavo v'ikani, Esav is going to come and hit me. Em albanim, mother and child, and children. Says the Gemara, why Yaakov has to say mother and children? Yaakov Hashem to have mercy. Yaakov should say, Hashem save me, it's enough. And that's what we pray all the time, every soldier. Every soldier, that's how he prays to Hashem. Save me, save me, save me. Go to the war. You have shalom. Something might happen. Save me, save me. Yaakov is so-called is in the war with Esau. He prayed to Hashem. But the text in the Torah, Yaakov does not say that. Yaakov said, I'm afraid Esau is going to come. He's going to kill mother and children. Says the Gemara, Yaakov told Hashem like this. I went to yeshiva so many years in my life, and I know they taught me some things from the Torah, some halachot. And the halacha is in the Torah that you may not slaughter the mother and her son, her daughter, in the same day. Special halacha. They used to go and buy an animal, so the Gemara says the seller had to notify the buyer. This is you're buying now, let's say the mother, a cow. She's not the mother, had 15 calves. You should know, I sold the calf to this guy. One calf is in Australia, one calf is in Antarctica, one calf is in Israel. I said, you have to contact all these people. You've got to make sure that you're not going to slaughter this animal, this mother, in the same day that somebody else on the other side of the world will slaughter the son. Special Allah. It goes with the mother and son and daughter. Some chachamim say also maybe means the father and the son and the daughter. Even though in the text in the Torah it's Oto Ebno. Sure, say Oto Ebno Lishchubi Yom Echad. It's Pasuk in the Sefer Vayikra, Parashat Emo. May not. You know, Hashem said it. Even though it's not in front of the mother. So what does it mean? The mother can feel it. The mother can feel that her son is being slaughtered the same day, or the son can feel that the mother is being slaughtered the same day. Hashem doesn't want it. The mother says, Yaakov, that's what Yaakov said. When Yavu Bikani Imal Banim, Yaakov told Hashem, Esav is coming. And I might deserve that he should do something, but you know what he's going to do. He's going to kill my wife and her children, and their children. It means something similar to what you going to tell us in the Torah, that you may not slaughter the mother and the son. So, my wife and my children are not worse than that. Please, for this, I'm asking you, Hashem, excuse me, wave the gezerah. Hatzileni na, Yaakov pray to Hashem, the person has to know, they pray to Hashem something, they're not, he says, save me, save me, save me. Yeah, sometimes Hashem will save you. But why are you in trouble? Because something happened. You did something wrong. So if you involve the reason why you're praying to Hashem with the merit, with the privilege of the Torah, Hashem listens to the prayer. The Gemara says, when we got to Har Sinai to accept the Torah, then we said Naseh v'nishma, true, but the Gemara says in our heart, we said we're not going to listen. People had statues in the bags, in the aftershakers, while they were standing in front of Har Sinai, people had statues. And Nabi Yechezkel said, Hashem told him, for the last 800 years, until Hezbollah was destroyed, people had statues in the house. Since we left Egypt, we didn't throw it away. We crossed Yamsu, says the Gemara says. We crossed Yamsu, Pesem Nicha Beretam Bayam, at the statue in the aftershakers. While staying in Har Sinai, in aftershakers, some of us had statues, mainly from the tribe of Dan. So they died. Hashem said the Ten Commandments, we all died. Says the Gemara, says the Zohar, the Torah came to Hashem, the Torah said to Hashem, who's going to study Torah? So Hashem said, if that's the case, I'm going to revive that nation that said, Naseh v'nishma, to study Torah. So the Torah revived us. And Yaakov knew it. And Yaakov said to Hashem, this guy wants to kill me. But he wants to kill my wives and my children on the same day. If you're going to give us a Torah, it's forbidden. It's b'zchut Torah. Please don't do it. And that's what Yaakov was saved because of that. And so what is really the power of Yaakov, that he was able to control that bad force. It's called, Mansa Pachas calls bad noon. This is because he prayed to Hashem b'zchut Torah. There's Atzileni now. The Atzileni has one noon. Now has one noon. I says, that's why what? That's why Yaakov was able to control the bad force? No, because Yaakov said, Atzileni na b'zchut Torah. So this is the entity of Yaakov. As the Zohar says, one version, that we came out of Egypt because of Yaakov. I says, what is really Yaakov? What do you know about Yaakov? So he comes in, the Torah tells us and paints the picture that Avraham Avinu, when he died, Esav came home and Yaakov was cooking lentils. And Esav asked Yaakov one soup. And Yaakov said, if you sell me the Bechorah, the firstborn. And Esav asked him, what is it all about? Yaakov said, firstborn are going to work in the Hamikdash. And Esav said, really? I don't want to work in the Hamikdash. So Yaakov asked him, why don't you want? So Esav asked him, tell me, what is Beth Hamikdash all about? So Yaakov said, listen, you have to do the Abudah, and this. If you're doing it wrong, you can die. You can die. So Esav said, you know what? I don't want it. Yaakov bought this, what's called the firstborn, because Yaakov wants to serve Hashem. I mean, say the whole purpose of the Torah that we learn is just to train us to be a Kohen. A Kohen. Says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon was a Kohen, and Noach was a Kohen, and Shem was a Kohen. After Shem is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu became a Kohen. The day that Avraham Avinu died, who's going to be the next Kohen? Yaakov is cooking lentils, Esav comes from the field, and he wants soup. Yaakov tells him, listen, can you sell me the firstborn? I want to buy it. So why do you want to buy it? Today. Why do you want to buy it today? Today, Yaakov was 15 years old. What happened today? Well, today the Kohen died. Avraham died. So, Esav is the firstborn, he's going to be the next Kohen. And Yaakov, the Gemara says, Yaakov said to himself, he's a Rasha, how can he be a Kohen? I want to be. So Esav told him. And eventually Esav hates him because so-called he tricked him, he gave a soup. But Yaakov, what he has in his mind, he wants to be a Kohen. What does the Kohen do? He's a slave to Hashem, he serves Hashem. Actually, the Sfat HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, told Moshe Rabbeinu, when we came to Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem tiyuli mamlechet kohani v'goy kadosh. If somebody is going to ask you, what do you want to be? What do you want to be? I say, I want to be a Kohen. Ari says, Mashiach will come, Olam Yisrael will be Kohanim. The good goyim that kept the seven mitzvot, they'll convert and they'll be Israel. But Olam Yisrael will be Kohanim, because that is the goal in life, to be a Kohen. We lost it. We lost it because we did the golden calf. If we not have done the golden calf, every Jew would be a Kohen. Kohen means you slaughter, you bring Hashem a sacrifice, you walk in with Hamikdash. That's the ultimate goal, to be a Kohen. I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a Kohen. Well, I have to have a job because I have to survive. Okay. My coin does not have real estate. The coin doesn't have nothing. What's the coin job? To work in Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't get a salary from Beit HaMikdash. He gets some donations. And Hashem helps him. The Torah says Hashem takes care of the Kohanim. You don't get from nothing from nobody. This is what the Gemara says. The Torah says, Avraham Avinu, he came from the war at age 52, and the king of Sodom told him, you know, you won the war. Just give me back my people. You can keep deluding. Avraham said, I don't take from you nothing. Hashem gives me. I don't take from you. Hashem gives me. At that moment, Hashem told him, you're a Kohen. A Kohen doesn't take from people. A Kohen gets from Hashem. And now that's Amazon. I don't need nothing from nobody. I need to survive. Hashem, hopefully Hashem will give it to me. But that's the ultimate goal, to be a Kohen. That's Hashem emphasized to us before we got the Ten Commandments. And that's the Gemara says, Abraham was a Kohen. Yaakov wants very much to be a Kohen. Kamel Torah paints us a story. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu meets the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I heard a Mitzvah screaming. The Chachamim said, it's not the time to leave. And also we didn't behave. We went to the churches over there. We worship Abu Dazarai a little bit. We didn't do Brit Milah over there in Egypt. And Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I decided to redeem Am Israel. The Torah says, as Moshe asks Hashem, what privilege they have to go out? He says, excuse me, Moshe, are you a prosecutor? Why are you asking Hashem such a question? He says, I tell you why. Because redemption does not mean free. Redemption means destination, goal. To be a Kohen. You cannot be a Kohen if you don't do Brit Milah. You cannot be a Kohen if you don't do Avodah Zarah. Actually, when we did the golden calf, the Torah repeats the story. The Torah tells us Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the nation went and they did the golden calf and they sacrificed to the golden calf. And if you wouldn't sacrifice the golden calf, so what? They just said, this is our God, so it's bad enough. But you know what you did. What you did, when you slaughter, it means you became a Kohen to Avodah Zarah. It's to be a Kohen to Hashem, became a Kohen to Avodah Zarah. That's the problem. Right? This is our problem. It's not we want Mashiach. No. We want Beit HaMikdash. We want to sacrifice to Hashem. That's really what Hashem did. Avraham Avinu says, Akedat Yitzchak. I says, Avraham Avinu, you're a Kohen. Now I want you to slaughter your son. That was just a test. So actually, the Torah says, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? You ask me a question. What's the privilege? The privilege is when they come out of Egypt, on this mountain, Tapnut Elokim Arazeh, you're going to build over here a Mishkan, you're going to slaughter for me. For this we came out of Egypt, because slaughtering. Let's now understand, the Torah tells you, listen, Hashem tells us, you know, you're going to come out of Egypt, but I want you to take a goat and go, take a sheep and slaughter it. This is why Hashem wants to, Pesach, somebody's going to ask you, what's Pesach is coming, what's Pesach? Pesach means the sacrifice is called Pesach. Why is it called Pesach? Hashem skipped on the houses. Why Hashem skipped on the houses? Because we slaughter. Why did Hashem make us stomach to slaughter? Because the job is to be a Kohen. And the Gemara says, when Hashem told us to put on the post, every person has to think, my post is my altar. And each person in so-called became a Kohen. But like Hashem said, condition. Everybody had to do Brit Milah. The Gemara says, Moshe now needs to do Brit Milah for all of Israel. Because Hashem said, if you have no Brit Milah, you cannot sacrifice. He says, why? Why I can't? And we say, somebody that doesn't Brit Milah, you cannot. So excuse me, what Brit Milah has to do with anything? Because you cannot be a Kohen without Brit Milah. And I'm going to train you right now. I tell you what you do. You take the sheep or the goat, you slaughter, and you take the blood and you put it on the post. And you lock it inside the room. And I'm going to pass outside. And what I want you to do is to look at the blood from inside. That you know what your goal is. Your goal is being a Kohen to slaughter. That's what I want you to do. Nothing else. And then Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, you go to Paro, tell him, Pani Bechori Israel, says, you know what? I'm Israel, you know who you are? You are the firstborn. I don't care if I'm the firstborn yet, you don't understand. Firstborn means Yaakov. Bizkut Yaakov Avinu, you're coming out of Egypt. Why? Because Yaakov is a Kohen. Why Yaakov is a Kohen? He bought the firstborn from Esav. If somebody's going to ask you, Pesach is coming, and says, what is Pesach all about? Pesach is one thing. Says as well, so Pesach is Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu? When he was 15. When he purchased the firstborn from Esav. And here comes the Torah. The Torah tells us, now you understand the whole purpose of Pesach. You came out of Egypt, you cried to Hashem, Hashem had mercy on you. But you didn't behave. Hashem found so-called backdoor for you to live. If you're going to announce, you're going to be a Kohen. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Go tell Am Israel, coming out of Egypt. He said, what are you going to do? We're going to the desert. We're going to the desert, you slaughter. Moshe never told them, you're coming back to Egypt. Moshe never told Paro. Hashem told Moshe, go tell Paro. You're going to slaughter. He said, excuse me, why don't you tell Paro the truth? We're leaving. No. You don't understand. We're not leaving. We are the firstborn, and we're going to slaughter. If Hashem tells us go back, we'll go back. This doesn't have to do with anything, living or not. It's not an exodus. It's not a freedom. It's an obligation to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu the way our grandfather Yaakov wanted. This Chachamim said, this is a segula. Somebody has difficulty things in his life, difficult things in his life. When you say in Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, what do you tell Hashem? I'm a grandson of Yaakov. Hashem said, so what? Yaakov. So what do you can say to Yaakov? So why do we cancel Yaakov? Amalek also cancelled of Yaakov. So if Amalek will pay to Hashem, Hashem will listen to him. Somebody comes in front of a judge and said, listen, I'm a grandson of Avraham Avinu. The judge laughs at him. No, he doesn't do anything. But you committed the crime. But if you come with a statement and you say, listen, I'm a grandson of Yaakov, I don't do what Yaakov want, what Yaakov did. Yaakov just wanted to be a Kohen. That was his life. And all the Torah that Yaakov learned, this is called a training center to be a Kohen. Without learning the Torah, without learning all the halachot, you cannot be a Kohen. That's Chafetz Chaim told the Prime Minister. He said, Mashiach is coming, and you have to know what to do in Beit HaMikdash. Who knows what to do in Beit HaMikdash? You know the halachot, you know how to slaughter, you know how to sacrifice, you know how to sprinkle the blood, you know when to put the oil, you know anything. He says, right away, this open Yeshivat Brisk. I said, everybody must learn what to do when Mashiach will come. I said, Yaakov, you know, learn all his life. To do what? Why did he go to Yeshiva? Why he didn't go to work, Yaakov? Yaakov sits down and what do you have to learn? Because you have to know how to be a Kohen. Pesach is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated for us. So-called to come and say, yes, we want to be Kohanim. And that's what Gemara says, this is time for Mashiach. This is the night of Pesach. It's not because Hashem took us out of Egypt. Hashem took us out of Egypt because we slaughtered. Because we slaughtered the sheep and the goat, and he put the blood on the pot. For this Hashem took us out of Egypt. Because at that moment, everybody became a Kohen. And that's what the Torah tells us. Moshe comes to Paro and says, Paro, grasshoppers are coming. So, Torah says, the slaves of Paro told him, until when are you going to be so stubborn? Let them go. Paro calls Moshe and says, you want to go? Go. Who is going? Moshe says, everybody's going. So, Paro said, no, why everybody's going? And he sends some men. What about the children? Why are you taking the animals? Moshe says, you don't understand? Everybody must go. Because Hashem wants us to sacrifice in the desert. I said, I don't understand the whole thing, Paro said. Moshe says, that's the whole thing. The only thing we have to be in the desert to sacrifice. Because each one has to be a Kohen in order to survive. It doesn't mean we're not leaving Egypt because we're leaving Egypt. We're leaving Egypt because we're going to be Kohanim. And that, Paro doesn't understand. He doesn't want to do this. And Hashem said, listen, on midnight. Midnight is a time. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu every day on midnight, he goes to Gan Eden to teach. Maseret Avodah Zarah, I think they started today or so. I said, the Gemara says, what's the power of midnight? It has a tremendous power. A person to see Tikkun Chatzot, a person to ask Hashem things, and it's going to be easy to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's midnight. Because midnight is when Hashem goes to teach the children in Gan Eden, and the Chachamim. midnight, this is the first moment that you can work in Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash, the first job was cleaning up the altar, Torah tradition. The Mishnah says in Masechet Yoma that by midnight, on the Moadim, and they had so many people bringing sacrifices, then they started already to clean the altar. It's, midnight is a time of being a Kohen. It's called Torah tradition. The first job of a Kohen, Beit HaMikdash, was to come inside and clean the altar. It says, on the Moadim, with so many people, it says midnight. Midnight is when Hashem goes to Kohen. It says, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, go tell power, on midnight I'm coming. On midnight I'm coming. And I'm going to kill the firstborn because Am Yisrael are the firstborn. Because Am Yisrael the Kohanim, you don't let the Kohanim to come out of Egypt. I'm going to kill so-called your Kohanim, the firstborn. This is called Makal Bechorot. And that, what the Gemara says, Am Yisrael, when they left Egypt, really what they should have done within the first 3 days, they should have sacrificed to Hashem, but they didn't. And therefore, power is coming after them and chasing them, and they're going to get to Yom Suf, and they'll be so-called in danger. This is why, because it's not fulfilled. Now, why they didn't fulfill? Because they had Avodah Zarah statues in Ante Shekes. That's the problem. That's in the scripture. But it's not Hashem planned it from the beginning. So the first day of Pesach, we left. I said, look what's going to happen. In 7 days, you're going to get to Yom Suf. No. After 3 days, the Gemara says, Am Yisrael did not plan to come back. Then Paro had some spies leaving Egypt together with Am Yisrael. They ran back to Egypt, and Paro did not plan to leave. And then Paro started chasing them and come to Yom Suf. They want to kill them. I said, What happened? Nothing. You did not fulfill the obligation. The obligation in your life is to be a Kohen. That's your obligation. Atak Kohen Olam. Hashem says, Avraham Avinu, Atak Kohen Olam, you Kohen forever. Why? Because he didn't want to take any from the loadings. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, this is Pasha, that Hashem says, Moshe Avinu, go to Lam Israel, go borrow dishes from the Egyptians because I promised Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara says, why Moshe should beg? I'm saying, Moshe has to beg them because nobody wants to take anything. Because if that's the test, that you have to be a Kohen, it means Hashem gives you. Hashem gives a Kohen. Hashem supplies us. And Hashem supplies us. And that's why the Jews are so successful in the whole world. Is because we are so-called the firstborn. Says, our goal is to be a Kohen. So the parnasah of a person comes to him because he has a potential to be a Kohen. And the Torah paints that Yaakov Avinu became so rich. He came back from Laban's house. Who cares about it? Who cares Yaakov was rich? And if he wasn't rich, so it makes him small. The Torah tells you, the Torah says that Yaakov had hundreds of dogs. 120,000 dogs he had to watch his sheep. Can you imagine how many sheep? The Torah says when he came back to Israel, he has so many that he and Esav could not live together because Yaakov has so many sheep. He says, who cares? He says, you don't understand. This Hashem wants to explain to you. Yaakov became rich because he wants to be a Kohen. Because if you want to serve Hashem as a Kohen, Hashem gives you. As Torah says, a Kohen doesn't have to have anything, Hashem gives to him. So the redemption really is a night of Pesach, because at that moment, really, actually, we became Kohanim. As Hashem told us to slaughter. It's called Chag HaPesach. This is the day of redemption. This is the holiday of redemption. It's the holiday of freedom. But freedom doesn't mean be free. It means we can have the opportunity to serve only Hashem. And as Chachamim says, it's the concept of Mashiach. If Nevet HaMikdash, Nevet HaMikdash, the Gemara says, what waiting for Mashiach? What Mashiach job? Mashiach job is Kabetz Nechei Israel to take all of us. If Nevet HaMikdash, if Hashem will not bring down Nevet HaMikdash, the job is to bring, because we want to be a coin to serve Hashem. The Mashiach Kamar Ben Menameh.
Amen. Amen.